The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Our guest today on the program, we're going to be talking about the Harbor Beach Maritime Festival coming up this weekend, is Mr. Harbor Beach himself, Clark Ramsey. Do you go by that? Do you have a sash?
I do not have a sash, and I did not know I had that title, but I will hold the responsibilities true, I guess.
The sash is on the way now that I've said it. Thanks for being with us,
Clark. Hey, thanks for having me, Craig. It's always good to be back in the old studios of AM1340.
Now, I understand everybody thinks of a festival on the weekend, but yours kind of really starts Thursday.
Yeah. So this is, I believe, the 17th year of the Harbor Beach Maritime Festival. And from the beginning, when it started in 2001, it started as a celebration to honor and celebrate the fact that the city of Harbor Beach was gaining the ownership of the lighthouse in Harbor Beach. Well, that didn't happen until about 13 years later. But we had the party just in case. And so it started out as basically we had a few bands. I think we had three bands, and then a big portion of it was the jet ski races. We had professional jet skis come in, and they did their thing. Unfortunately, as everything evolves, so did our festival, and unfortunately, the jet ski professional tours that we had have kind of dissolved. The whole jet ski world has, personal watercraft world has, otherwise Kawasaki would be calling me.
Sea-doos.
Sea-doos, yes. Sea-doos, Kawasaki's, whatever you like. Tiger Shark. That world has changed so much as far as the speed, horsepower, and the cost. When we started this festival, it was pretty much anyone could afford to be in a jet ski circuit. Now, not so much. And so now,
because they basically hype them up so much from a stock machine that nobody would do that to their own machine intentionally unless they were just going to race it.
Correct. And you see that maybe on an international scale, but that's about it. So, and then with the low water levels, it just wasn't going to work out. So we forewent the jet skis, and then we kind of moved on to amping up every other aspect of the festival. And what it allowed us to do was to really regain our roots in the fact that it's a family festival. It's a beach party. You can utilize the water now. Because with the jet skis, no one was allowed to use the beach or water because it had to be...
And it tied up most of the harbor while it was
correct.
Going on. People weren't able to get in and out of the harbor very easily, if at all, because you had to be careful.
Correct. So that's how we kind of... it actually made it better, in my opinion, because now there's hundreds, if not 1,000 people on the beach that weekend. They're just out there having a great time. They can bring their own beverages, they can bring their own food. There's no cover charge. The whole festival, you can go in for free. Aside from the tournaments you can sign up for, everything is free. The inflatables are free. The music is free. No beer tent or anything of that sort. It's all whatever you'd like to do. Come and go as you please. And I think that's the real success point of the Harbor Beach Maritime Festival, is the fact that there's no cost. You can come and enjoy 13 different music acts over the course of 4 days and have a great time. Go home, tweet, Facebook, post about it, whatever you'd like to do. We'd appreciate it. And just move on. And it is absolutely spectacular of how the city transforms over the next, starting tomorrow, over the next few days.
And people don't realize, maybe that, this is a big factor when you have a large family. You've got all these people who need tickets. You have all these people who are, Mommy, I want that. I'm hungry. All the rest of that. You kind of pick and choose where you're going to go because you get caught, opening your wallet saying, don't hurt me.
And that's very true. And that makes, we don't want a nickel and dime you. We want you to enjoy our city. We just consider ourselves a hidden gem on the east side. A lot of people don't even know we have a harbor. Well, it's in our name. If you didn't know, we also have a beach, Harbor Beach, but it's a great time. We do have a pier. We're not going to add that to our name, but we're actually in the process of building a second pier. We're getting our permitting all set. We received that grant a couple of years ago now through the DNR that we're going to recreate where the old Coast Guard station was. We're going to recreate that pier, and it'll be a kayak launch station, fishing depot, a lot of different things. And that's also where the lighthouse tours will then depart from as well. So we can cut down that trip out to the lighthouse. So it's going to give us a lot of opportunities just to continue to better the city. And a large reason why we are able to do projects like that is because of the Maritime Festival. It's given the city a spotlight for 4 days where we go out and we can show off our city in its truest form. You know, water is a big portion of what we do in Harbor Beach, and that's where the Maritime Festival takes place. It's right down at the beach on Trescott Street, the Judge Lincoln Memorial Beach Park. Now it's truly remarkable, because in the past 4 years even, we've redeveloped the beach. Now we have the bike path that extends all the way from the marina on the north end of town through town, and it finishes at the beach. We have, you know, lighting, we have benches, we have the new playground down there now. We reworked the beach so it's better, and you should have seen the beach this past weekend. I've never seen the beach that full. We actually started to look like Caseville at one point, Craig.
I didn't know that was what you were striving for.
But well, and I nor did we, but it had that feel that there were just people everywhere, and it was great. The businesses benefit from it. The community benefits from it, because people are going to go home. They're going to be in Detroit today and saying, I was in Harbor Beach and I had a great time. And unfortunately for them, they missed the biggest party of all, which is this weekend.
As long as the beach doesn't look like the one in Jaws, it's fine.
No, the beach is looking beautiful right now.
It's kind of, you know, a lot of that side of the thumb has rocky shores, but you have a nice sandy beach right there in the harbor.
That's what's so remarkable about it, is you are absolutely correct. The east side of really any lake is always, you know, the rocky one. Even in Wisconsin, it's the same thing with Lake Michigan. But yeah, in Harbor Beach, we have, I think it's about a quarter mile long beachfront, which is about the same length as Caseville's, just for reference there. And it is gorgeous. We rework the beach, we groom it, we make sure it is in tip-top shape all the time, and easily accessible. You can park right there, you can bring in whatever you want, and there's a pier to walk on. It's a protected area, because we have the whole harbor protecting you. So it doesn't matter the wind direction. And you can just have a great time down in Harbor Beach.
And whatever you bring in, please take out.
Well, of course. We would just ask no glass, of course, because of the bare feet through the whole place.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, you have to do these things because it's a public beach, and there is a little responsibility in having a public beach.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. And so we take all of those great aspects of what the city of Harbor Beach has to offer through our downtown, our businesses, our restaurants, and we combine that with our beachfront. And that's how the Maritime Festival exists today. We have, like I said, I believe it is 13 different music acts coming in. And so it's kind of taken on the life and image of a music festival. We have a lot of bands that are now striving to play in Harbor Beach because they hear how great it is of a festival. We have some bands actually tour nationally. And they bounce from starting Seattle and early April, and they end up in New York in late September, and they may now make Harbor Beach a stop, which is pretty cool when you think about how this festival started. When we had our local, one of the first things we did in the Maritime Festival was a battle of the bands, and I'm pretty sure it consisted of every screamo garage band in Huron County all converged in Harbor Beach one night, and everyone was looking for the nearest fuse box to turn it off. To now what it is now, where we have spectacular music acts, unbelievable talent. Last year we had Billy Strings in here. Now he's a national act. He's a top upcoming star in bluegrass and country right now. And we had him in Harbor Beach. And he still talks about it. Because our music, so we have the portable stage, which is now complete, Craig. Big day for us.
You worked on that for several years.
3 years now, yeah.
Your Harbor Beach Game Show proceeds went to help fund that.
Yeah, so this stage, if you haven't seen it, it kind of looks... There's a nickname out there. I'm not fully have approved it as, you know, quote-unquote Mr. Harbor Beach, but it's we're calling it Stage-a-tron, because that's really what it is. It's just this absolutely beast that can work in whatever form that you want. When it pulls up, it looks like a trailer. All of a sudden, within 10 minutes, it's a stage, or it can be a backdrop. And so we have the floor that folds out in both directions, and then the ceiling also folds out in both directions, and then the whole thing can raise, and then if you're on uneven ground, the whole thing can stabilize. And so it's truly, truly a work of art, and I'm pretty sure the thing can survive a Category 4 hurricane as well. And so
it's a Harbor Beach transformer.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And so what that allows us to do is we can have a music festival on the go if we really wanted to. And the prime example of that was in the truck show just a few weeks ago. We had a band uptown And then as soon as they were done, we had a band down at the beach, which kind of moved all the festivities down to the beach, and we had a band playing at the beach not an hour later. We were ready to go. And so with this, you know, normally with the stage, it takes a day to set up. It takes another day to rig it, take day to set up the music, you know.
And whereas this gets a little persnickety when it comes to tying up the roads for a day or so.
Exactly. And so this stage allows us to do a lot of cool things. And we roll that thing right onto the beach, right on the sand, and it faces out towards the water. And it is just the coolest thing. The bands are playing underneath the stars. They have a roof over them, so they stay cool or protected.
Well, it also helps if there's just a little drizzle or something that passes through. Their instruments aren't getting wet, yeah. And they're not feeling the pokes and shocks from the microphones, yeah. Like some events have had in the past.
There's just something
not
weird
yours,
about there's something weird about music and electronics and water that I can't quite figure out yet, but it's frowned upon. And so what the musicians always say is, this is the coolest place we've ever played. He says the people are the nicest, they're the most friendly, they're the most outgoing, they're the most welcoming, which I think the whole thumb in as a whole can take that as pride. And then they have a free festival. Most of these, like the Electric Forest, which was over on the west side of the state or whatever it is, I don't even know where it is, that tickets for that cost, I mean, I think it's like $150 just to get in, plus the concessions, plus everything else. Harbor Beach, it's free. No cover charge. You go in. If you don't like the music, you leave. You can go do something else. You can go get some ice cream. You can walk the bike path. You can walk the pier. You can do whatever you want. And so the music acts we have coming in love it because they're under the stars. They're playing on a beach. The people love it because they're on a beach listening to some great music. They can bring in their own beverages. They can do whatever they want. And it's a win-win for all the way around. So you start looking at the bands we have in. We have a little genre of every genre of music. So we have, you know, we have the country of the bluegrass, we have the rock, we have the classic rock, we have the indies, we have the acoustic acts. It's we want to make sure that everyone is satisfied in some facet. We don't want you leaving Harbor Beach and saying, well, that was a waste. I have confidence that you're not going to say that, because we work tirelessly on this festival, and it starts with the wrap-up meeting that's going to be next week. You know, we have that wrap-up meeting, and we start working on the festival for next year.
Sometimes I would think booking bands might be more than a year ahead.
And that is very true as well. We've gotten to the point now where we have to book these bands so far in advance. And it's worked out. That's how we got Billy Strings. We found him before he was big. And all of a sudden he just exploded. And all of a sudden we have this national act in Harbor Beach for a free concert. So they like it because it has a different feel. Because sometimes when you have to pay for something, you have high expectations. When you're free, you're like, oh, well, whatever it is. And then you just blow their minds on top of that. So.
But a lot of these artists, when they get big, you hear them talk about, you know, the good old days when they had an audience they could relate to rather than being in a big venue that, you know, you can barely see them. This is a trip back to their roots.
Exactly. And we just want to have that beach party vibe where you can go out, enjoy the recreation and the assets we have as a community in Harbor Beach, and just enjoy your time. Take a look around, and then if you want, you can move to Harbor Beach. We have plenty of houses for sale.
Now, it seems like Harbor Beach is on the grow. I mean, you have more and more things happening. This is, and I don't like to, you know, bandy it about, but mm-hmm. This is kind of the premier festival.
Very much
but
so.
But you don't want to, you know, discount any other things you do throughout the year in Harbor Beach. Mm-hmm. But this is the granddaddy.
Yes.
And, you know, you pull out all the stops for this. But there's a lot of things that keep developing and growing in Harbor Beach. You now have the Brian Backus Trail. The Randy Rapson covered bridge to get on there. There's things you can do if you want to get out of the rush and get back to nature. There are things if you want to go downtown for the bands. There's food. There's everything going on.
Yeah, when we start taking a look at what Harbor Beach, how we can succeed, you know, from a, I hate to use the word tourism aspect because it's a benefit to anyone if you're local or not local. It's we're aiming to please the same people. And so when we started taking a look at that, we said, you know what, Maritime it's great, and people love being in Harbor Beach for Maritime. Why can't we take that same mentality and work it the whole year? If not just the specific summer season when, you know, we don't need to have the winter coats on. And so that's what we started to do. You know, we now have, you know, the Lions Club is now in charge of the Farmers Market, which is Friday afternoons on the Murphy Lawn. And that's going like gangbusters. It's obviously no Port Austin. They're the granddaddy of them all there. But it's a great way, we have a little bit of everything. You know, we have the baked goods, we have the fresh meat, we have the fresh vegetables, we have the crafts, we have really anything that you want at that. And it's a great location. And the Murphy Museum, right downtown, the big white house.
Well, and by having it on a different day, you can get people that are going to be there the next day. You might actually pick up something that would be sold by the time you went the other day. I mean, there's little advantages in there every so often.
I love how you think, Craig, because that's exactly how it goes. And so we have the farmers market. You know, we now have the truck show, which has taken off like unbelievable. We never thought the success of that event.
Well, that I understand came out of a car show that some trucks came to. Mm-hmm. And had such a big response to that Harbor Beach decided, well, why don't we try a truck show? And that first year is always that, oh gosh, is it going to work? Are people going to come? And it's like the old Field of Dreams. If you bring the trucks, they will come.
And that's what was so cool about that event is, you know, middle of June, and all of a sudden we shut down all the main streets. We shut down 142, we shut down 25. Downtown is shut down and it's open to pedestrians. And we load that place with millions of dollars of equipment. And it's just the most beautiful semis that you've ever seen in your life. All within walking distance. And it is just the coolest thing. You can spend the whole day just looking at every truck. And what is the coolest part about it, though, is seeing the pride of the drivers that are there. Sometimes when you have a toy or whatever, you know, you're proud of it. But these are their livelihood. And they take so great pride and care of these machines that it really shows, and that's what's so cool about it. And everyone comes out in full force. We have bands now for that, and the truck show was a great success, even though it was, you know, it rained on and off throughout the whole day, but it was a great success. And so we have that, and then we of course have the Ag Venture Day in August, which is the same sense of the truck show except with agriculture. And
you have the cart race down Trescott Street hill is put to good use, and
you betcha,
and takes full advantage of the Earth's gravity to to propel these little carts down the hill. And I mean, these are just their ways of when people come to Harbor Beach on a weekend, going to a cottage or some reason to stop and stay, see what you've got in town. And Maritime Festival, as we're talking about here, is the granddaddy.
Yeah, and the Cart Derby, of course, that's the following week. So not this weekend, but the following weekend is the Cart Derby, which goes down the hill of Trescott Street, right at the beach. And that is very, very cool. I'm a part of that. I'm the announcer for it. I kind of am the logistics, make sure everything's running smoothly for that. We have a timing system. It's really fun to see that all go down, because we have participants in the children division. We have all the way up to adults. I think our oldest participant's right around 78 or 79, and it's a lot of fun. It's very unique, and I think that's the thing. You know, everyone kind of gets tired of the same door prize fundraiser, but the Cart Derby, my goodness.
Well, every year you can come with a new vehicle.
Oh, you can. You can. Now, I'm bringing back my same car this year because it's a proven winner, and we'll see how it goes. I'm not driving this year, but I have my driver signed. So it's a great event, which is another great asset of Harbor Beach, where we're trying to bring in those people no matter what. And it's one of those events that people didn't know was happening, and they happened to be down at the beach, and they just took it by surprise, and they loved it, and they stayed the whole day. We have concessions. We have the tennis ball roll, which is put on by the Rotary Club, and it's 300 tennis balls get dropped. Is it 500? Can't remember. How many tennis balls? Hundreds of tennis balls are dropped from the top of the hill after the final race, and each one is numbered. And you buy tickets beforehand for $2 a piece. And if your ball is the first one down, you go home with a grand prize. And I believe they pay out for the top three prizes. So my dad's in charge of that event. And it's pretty cool to see that many tennis balls flying down the track. And it's a great way to bring something to the community, but also benefit the community. You know, the Rotary Club helps at the local, state, and international level. So it's pretty cool to see how everything kind of ties all together. And the best display of that is actually with the Maritime Festival on Sunday, which is the Harbor Beach Athletic Association Community Cash Raffle. And how that works, this is the coolest part. And hats off, I do not even know how it all came to be. But so it's a $5 ticket, and we give away half of every ticket to the winners. So it's a minimum of, I can't remember the exact, it's either 5,000 or 2,500. I cannot remember exactly, but it's always exceeding the, so we give away 50% of all the cash raised. And So whether that might be $2,500, it might be $2,750. You know, you don't know. And how that works then, so then we give away $2.50 of each ticket we sell. And then the remainder goes to $2 of that goes to whatever organization sold it. So if the Little League program of Harbor Beach sells tickets, they get $2 for every ticket they sell. And then 50 cents goes back to support the Maritime Festival. So it's a win-win-win all the way around. The people are winning, the community's winning, and then the Maritime Festival is also supported. Because the festival is completely paid by our local sponsors. It is a expensive venue. It's an expensive thing to put on, about $30,000 when all said and done. But it brings so much value to the city of Harbor Beach and the surrounding community. The campgrounds are full, Wagner Park's full, North Park, the cottages down at the marina front that we built, those are full. People are, you know, bunking up in their houses. They're renting out their cottages.
It's just, police are going around. How many RVs do you have in your driveway? Come on.
And that's another thing. You can camp right down on the beach during Maritime Festival. You can register online. It's $100 starting on for the whole weekend. $100, and it's rustic camping, but you have the best view in town. If you wake up early, you get to see the best view of the sunrise on the east side of the state. It comes right through the gap. You have the lighthouse in the background. It is beautiful, and you are right in the action. And it's actually, people are concerned about if it's too loud or not, but it's not. You're far enough away from the stage that it doesn't have an effect on your sleep schedule. However, you're right there for everything. And the people that camp 1 year, they're talking to me the same day, I need to sign up for next year. This is the best thing we ever did. They're right there. They have their campers. They have their vehicle there. If they forgot something, they can run home quick. They can come back. And it is just, they love it. And just to see the energy down at the beach that day with locals, out-of-towners, in-betweeners, it's a lot of fun. And to see that all come together, it makes you pretty proud of where we live. And not just in Harbor Beach, but the whole thumb of Michigan. When you look at what the county has to offer, 93 miles of shoreline, that is unheard of. I think maybe what Marquette County can say the same, but that's about it. And we're really starting to take advantage of that. And it's exciting to see, and it's an exciting time to be in the thumb.
Well, the other advantage we have is that we are close to a metro area. You're, as we used to put it here, a tank full away.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so you can come up on a weekend. A lot of people got cottages up here because they could easily come up here.
I was driving yesterday on Kindy Road. I was heading to Port Austin for the parade. I was coming from Pigeon. And I was driving through the metropolis of Pinnabog. And I thought of that exact same phrase that you just said, Craig, because they have that sign, and I love it, in Pinnabog. It says, what, Bad Axe, this many miles, however many miles to wherever it is, and then Detroit, 119 miles. And at that point, it makes you realize, holy cow, we're only 2 hours away from downtown Detroit. And that is so cool. I had a meeting last Wednesday in Detroit, and we talked about that exact same thing as well, where we have a great opportunity here to pull the resources and energy from downtown Detroit right now that it's building. And just, it's so exciting to be in downtown Detroit right now. I felt like I was in New York for how much action's going on. And we are just moments away from that. And it's a beautiful drive. If you're coming from Detroit up to Harbor Beach, you're on M25 for that last hour. And every, I'd say 10 minutes, you have just that beautiful lake to your right. And it is amazing. And I had some friends from Arkansas a few years ago, and they're coming up, and they're like, they thought they were on the Atlantic Ocean. Well, that's just Lake Huron that we take for granted.
Well,
but
a lot of people don't realize the size of the Great Lakes. They think of a lake, and they think of, you can see the other side of the shore,
mm-hmm.
and, you know,
that's
a
pond.
It's a little choppy here and there, and, you know, that's fine. But, no, they look at it when you tell them, yeah, you go that way, and it's about 150 miles before you hit land. They're like, whoa.
Yeah, and it's a lake so great, I think we should call it a great lake. And that's a great thing that we have.
Well,
about,
they named it after our county.
That's true. That's very true. I think that's how they went. You know, they've named the county, and then they named the lake. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's absolutely true. And so we try and take that energy and funnel into events such as the Maritime Festival. We have, you know, on Thursday night, we have the bocce tournament, which is now officially sold out as about a week ago. We max it out at 64 teams.
Well, you have to. I mean, it gets to a point where, you know, you're going to be doing it through Sunday.
And we take great pride. We now have 20 courts. We have enough sets that we can make sure that moves smoothly. So we have 64 teams, and we get you out of there at a decent hour even still. And that runs very efficiently. Teresa Hessling's the chairperson of that, has been from the beginning, and that has just gone like gangbusters. And hats off to her and her whole crew that makes that happen, because that is very impressive how that all goes down. It's a great time. We have a live band, the Hooligans, on the stage. We have the action going on in the bocce courts. You bring your own stuff in still. And it's just a great time to be in, down at the front. And even if you're not playing bocce, you get to watch that, I call it the golden hour of Harbor Beach. We don't have the sun set because that's obviously on the other side of the county, but we still get the effects of that goldness shining on everything, and you get the colors, and you get those pinks and oranges and reds going across the sky, and it's beautiful.
And if you don't know what bocce is, B-O-C-C-E, mm-hmm. Google it, you might find it's quite interesting to watch.
It is fun.
People are enjoying themselves doing it, and they work themselves up.
I've never, unfortunately, had the opportunity to partake in the bocce tournament.
Well, I'm the unfortunate that no one would ever ask me.
And so,
because I'd botch it up.
Hey-oh! And so, it's just fun to be a part of the energy, because you 64 times 4, it's a 4-person team. You have a lot of people down at the beach, plus their support team. You know, their mother's there, their brother's there, their cousins who's in from town, who's not on the team, but they're there. The kids are there. It's just a lot of fun. We have the playground right there. We have a lot of opportunities for everyone to enjoy themselves. And that's just Thursday night. That's tomorrow.
Yeah, that's kind of your kickoff, just kind of the evening when you hope people will maybe want to take Friday off and come up a bit early.
Exactly. So then Friday rolls around, and the farmer's market starts at 2 p.m. on the Murphy Lawn, which goes on every Friday through the whole season. And then, of course, the book sale, which is going on at the community house. And that's, I happened to stumble upon that a few years ago, and I was blown away. The whole gym is ready to go with books for sale. And they are dirt cheap. I think you can go by the handful for like $3 or something. I don't know what it is. But it's if you haven't taken advantage of the book sale, do it. Because it is awesome. And you can get a lot of literature just for a cheap price. And it's just because they're trying to cycle in new stuff and trying to stay fresh.
These are books that have a little wear and tear on them. And if you're trying to act like you're some big shot, you can decorate your home library with them and look like you read all of them.
Yeah, exactly. Here's a fun fact for you, I just learned. Croswell, Michigan. So, you know, you have those, speaking of talking about Big Shot in the libraries, you know, those rolling wooden ladders for like a library? You know where I think a majority of them in the whole nation are built? Croswell, Michigan.
Wow.
There you go. Fun fact of the day. I learned that last week, and I was baffled.
Bit my tongue. I said, Clark, you're so full of that.
So anyway.
Okay, but we're in Friday now.
We're in Friday, and then 5 p.m. kicks off the cornhole tournament. And this started, I think, now 3 years ago, and it's gone unbelievably huge.
It's a simple concept, but it's fun.
I was playing it.
That's the problem with things today. We try to overcomplicate them.
That's right. I was playing it this weekend and had a great time. I actually won a game, which is the first time in a while. And so, you know, it's those boards with the hole in the middle and the bean bags of corn or whatever you want to, or beans, depending on if the beans are still underwater in the fields. And
they soak it up.
That's true. Heavy. That's very true. And so we have 64 teams for that already. That just sold out. And so that's great. And so we get a lot of people down there for that. But meanwhile, the bands are starting up. And so we have the Barbarossa Brothers, which performed last year. They're kind of, I would consider the Barbarossa Brothers a mixture between country and that bluegrass vibe combined with modern-day rock. And it's a very cool melding of the two genres in together, and they're a crowd favorite, and that's why we brought them back.
Well, a lot of bands try to do that now. They don't want to be typecast.
Exactly.
I mean, the industry says if you have a hit, that was great. Do it again, just like it, but different. And it's like artists want to grow and they want to try different things, and these are the places they get to do that.
Yeah, and so the Barbarossa Brothers are on stage from about 6:30 to 8:15, and then after that, Brett Mitchell and the Giant Ghost takes the stage. And Brett Mitchell has been a part of the Maritime Festival for a number of years, and the reason we keep bringing him back is because people just keep asking for him to come back. He puts on a great show. He has that. He's a multi-talented guy. He can play any instrument he wants. But he also can perform, put on a show of any type he wants. So Friday night might be a little bit more of a rock show. Then he performs Saturday afternoon, and it's a beach vibe. And then that night, it's a mixture of everything. And it's the coolest thing. He's a one of the best musicians I've ever met in my life, and he's more than happy to come back to the Maritime Festival. He loves the place. He performs in New York. He's in California. And he makes sure he clears the schedule for this weekend for the Maritime Festival just for us, and it's great. So that's Friday night.
You do have a children's parade.
Well, yes, we do. Of course, I would be.
You would have parents beating down your doors.
It's very true.
My kid's going to be in that parade.
That's very true. So, the children's parade starts on the Murphy Lawn, and then it works its way down to the beach. And that's if you have a bicycle, if you have a pet, if you have if you feel like waving a lot, you can join in the children's parade, and it's a lot of fun. I was the grand marshal of the children's parade 2 years ago. So I led the charge with my tandem
and
bicycle.
Finally outgrew it.
I take that back. We are not capping at 64 teams for the cornhole tournament.
Oh.
So we are this just in. I just got the text. So we are opening that back open.
You still can register if you want to
yes.
be part of that.
So we will update our coding on our website for that, which of course is themaritimefestival.com. That's themaritimefestival.com. So check it out. You can register online. You can check out the whole schedule, the lineup, where to park. You can park down there for $10 parking pass for the whole weekend, or you can park in the streets further away. And it's everything's on there that you need to know. You can listen to the bands. You can see what the bands look like. You can just find out a lot of things. So we're running out of time here, so let's keep pushing forward here. We're into Saturday, and it starts out at 8 a.m. with the Harbor Beach Community Hospital 5K Walk and Run. And that starts down at the beach. And we're starting to see a pattern here. And starts at the beach. Beautiful morning. Sun's coming up over the harbor. And you have a lot of people who are apparently motivated on a Saturday morning to exercise. I'm not one of them. But,
or first Thursdays, Fridays.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But somehow, there's over 300 people that do this. And it's a huge 5K. And it starts at the beach, goes all the way to north to the marina, onto the breakwall, and they turn around, come back to the beach, and you come down that final hill, and you have all the energy. There's music playing. It's just a great vibe, and you finish off right feet away from the water, and that is the 5K, and that's at 8 a.m. The 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., they extend the hours just for this weekend only, lighthouse tours. That takes, you start out at the marina for that, and they take you on the boat out to the lighthouse. Right now, we're in the midst of the construction of the fog signal building. This has been in the works for quite some time.
It went down a few
Coast Guard had to. So when they decommissioned the lighthouse and made it automated, the fog signal building was in poor shape. Because imagine yourself living a whole winter a mile into the lake with those northeast winds coming off. It was in bad shape. So what the Coast Guard did, which, you know, EPA don't listen to this portion, but the Coast Guard, the federal government, pushed the whole thing into the water and just said, we're done with it. So we're in the process of rebuilding that right now, and they're using the same specs for it, and it's really cool to see. They're using the same specs. They're using true 2x4s, and it's in the process of being built right now, and that's going to be an eventual gift shop and a little museum out there. We're trying to track down the old boilers of the old fog signals and stuff, so it's going to be really cool.
Don't fire them up.
No,
the town will not like you.
I remember that. I love that sound though. That just that fog signal going off, and of course, then it's the best view in town. You're up on the gallery deck. You can look over the whole harbor, which is 1 mile wide, 3 miles long, and the world's greatest man-made harbor. It almost sounds like it's a quote or a slogan.
It sounds like something you would put on a sign coming into town.
And multiple times. So that's the lighthouse tours. And 10 a.m., the library book sale starts up again. 10 a.m., the Conservation Club has a great display down at the beachfront. And they have everything from, you know, deer mounts to old motors. Yeah, it's a little of everything. They try and have it pertain to maritime, and they do a great job with it, and they put a lot of energy into that. So check out the Conservation Club tent, which is right next to the inflatables. So we have the big tent. You can't miss that. If you do, you might want to go see the Vision Center and Pigeon. And if right next to it is the inflatables. Previously, past years, we've charged for the inflatables. This year, in the past year, free. Another aspect of the festival that's free. Inflatables wide open for the kids, children, parents at heart, that are kids, whatever you'd like. So the inflatables are there right next to the conservation tent as well. And then, of course, the craft show is taking place on the Murphy Lawn. And then the volleyball tournament is going on. You can sign up online for that. That's a beach volleyball tournament.
Co-ed.
Always co-ed. Co-ed, of course.
You can mix it up, guys.
And that is a great... I always am busy doing other things, and I look over, and there's just a lot of fun going on in that corner. Right on the beach, they're playing volleyball. They got the two courts going.
And you can't get much beachier than volleyball on the beach. I mean, that just seems to be almost the epitome of being at the beach.
And if you're parched after playing your volleyball game and you don't feel like being healthy, you can cruise on up to the American Legion Hall, and you say you forgot your beer or you forgot your beverages, you can go up to the American Legion Hall and have at it. And so they're serving ice-cold beer, and all the proceeds benefit, of course, the American Legion. And they just pump the money right back into the community. So it's really good there, too. And then we have the infamous frog jumping contest. This Ooh. Now...
Bring your own frog.
Bring your own frog. And how that works is they put it on an X in the middle of the stage, and then you have their frog jump three times and we measure it. Seems very simple. Yes, it is. However, it is the most enjoyable, unbelievable thing that... It's hard to explain, but everyone walks away from the frog jumping contest with a big smile on their face. I've announced it for the past, I don't know how many years, and it's the most unique event I announce, but also one of the most fun events I announce. And so we have close to about 900 frogs in this competition.
Well, I would imagine people try to come up with ways to kind of spook the frog to make it jump higher and farther, and sometimes that might have a little humor in it, too.
Well, we had to outlaw jumping behind the frog because we had one injury to a frog.
Oh dear.
Yeah, but so we you blow on it. Yeah.
At least you took him to dinner.
That's true. You know, took him up to Al's.
A little butter.
And so, check out the frog jump contest. You can sign up about 15 minutes before. That's all it takes. Mm-hmm. Bring a frog, have a lot of fun, or buy one from someone else. So then shortly thereafter, at the same time actually on the main stage.
Do that with the DNR.
Yeah, we won't talk about that. So then Bobby Manila, acoustic act, will be on the main stage entertaining the beachgoers as that goes on for about an hour. And then Emma Guzman, about 3 o'clock underneath the tent, starts her acoustic act. And so while you're enjoying the concessions of Zion, which they do a huge spread every year, burgers, homemade fries, pulled pork sometimes, they do a fish fry on Sundays, awesome spread, elephant ears, you name it, they've got it. The Lutherans over there do a great job with feeding people as in every aspect of life, and they do with the maritime as well. And what we want to do is, while that's going on, we had acoustic acts underneath the tent to give you some entertainment there, and it alternates while we're getting the main stage ready for the next band. We have some action going on underneath the tent, so it doesn't overlap, but you have some nice music. And we have some awesome artists come up from Detroit to provide that entertainment for us. Emma Guzman is one of them. Sammy Mai is another, Anthony Retka, and they perform throughout the day underneath the tent. And then Barbarossa.
They're acts that are probably best in a smaller venue.
Exactly.
They're,
it's very intimate.
They're not blazing big amps and everything else. they're more intimate.
Yep. It's one microphone, one amp, and one guitar. That's all it is. And they do a great job. And so that's throughout the day. And then Barbarossa Brothers are on the main stage at 4:30 to do their encore performance. And then at 6:30... If you're going to do nothing else on the Maritime website, but look up Black Jake and the Carnies. This band, imagine Mardi Gras combined with the biggest hipsters you've ever met with the best party rock concert you've ever been to. And combine it all into one, and that's what you have with Black Jake and the Carnies. They're playing... washboards, they're playing accordions, they're playing banjos.
It sounds illegal in several places, but go on, I'm intrigued.
And it is so much energy pumping out of these few guys. It is the coolest thing ever, and they are a lot of fun. And so we were able to get them in Harbor Beach, which we're amazed by, and they're based out of Detroit. They travel the nation, and they are going to be in Harbor Beach, and that's at 6:30, and they are going to just pump the energy into that stage for the rest of the night, and the festival is going to have so much energy moving forward. It's going to be awesome. And so after them, then Bigfoot Buffalo will be underneath the tent, and then Brett Mitchell takes the stage at 9:15, and then he sandwiches the Maritime Festival fireworks. And so Brett Mitchell will go on as soon as the fireworks are ready to go, and typically how it works is they're still playing a song, and then the fireworks start going, and they wrap up the song, everyone turns around and looks the other direction in the harbor, and we shoot the fireworks directly over the harbor. And it's quite the sight. You have the reflection off the water, and then you have the rumble of the the bangs going down the whole shoreline. It's just this whoa, whoa, whoa. It's the coolest thing ever. And then as soon as the last firework is shot, Brett Mitchell fires back up and takes us almost, they say midnight in the past, it's been closer to 12:30, 12:45, whatever, depending on how the cops are feeling that night.
And it was interrupted. So
it's right. That's right. And it's just an awesome time. And so that takes us through Saturday.
Well, you skipped one with the frogs, the hot dog eating contest. I didn't hear anything about the hot dog eating contest. I understand there are hot dogs to the
end. Well, unfortunately, Craig, there is no hot dog eating contest this year.
Oh, there is no year.
No, no. Okay. So we're taking a year sabbatical.
Oh, is it because somebody still hasn't recovered?
Well, no, it's because someone, not to name any names, that won't be there. So I unfortunately have a wedding in Marquette this weekend, and so I will not be around to host the hot dog eating contest. And I offered anyone else could do it, but they would have to do it in my style. And of all the events I produce in a year, the hot dog eating contest is the most obnoxious. I'm not saying best, okay. I'm saying obnoxious.
So keep it on your calendar for next year. It should be back.
You betcha. It will be back.
And they'll have fresh hot dogs.
We give away. We give away a 6-foot trophy.
Really?
It's 10 minutes. What we claim is the second largest hot dog eating contest in the world behind Coney Island. We haven't checked if that's true or not, but we're gonna run with it
until somebody says.
So unfortunately, that's not happening this year, but it will be back next year. So we're allowing those people now 23 months to train instead of just 11.
Oh, okay.
So that's what we're really trying to do.
You gotta learn to stretch that stomach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so sorry about that.
No problem at all. So then we move on to Sunday, and then we have the ecumenical worship service underneath the tent. So a group of the churches in town join together, have an ecumenical service. They bring in a band as well, so they have the service, and then they also have a Christian rock group afterward, and that takes us to about 11:30, and then that's when we change from the ecumenical service to the dueling pianos, which is a different religion of all of its own. And they are, I think, since the festival started, we've had dueling pianos every year, and they're great. Those guys come in, they energize the crowd, they have the crowd dancing, they have them on stage. And as that's going on, we have the fish fry that Zion does, and that's the best, I mean, fresh fish, freshly battered right there in front of you. That's an awesome fish fry. And then dueling pianos continue all the way till 3 p.m., and then 3 p.m. we have the community cash raffle. And then everyone takes a look around, and that's when they realize how exhausted they are, because they've just had 4 days of so much fun that they're unfortunately have to wait another 362 days for it to come around again.
But the nice part is that you wrap it up a little bit early, gives people a chance to get back home for Monday's work and, you know, get out of town with all the traffic.
and that's what we found is people...
it takes time to drop your camper or mm-hmm. BART and everything else. I mean, you don't want to be stuck in town till midnight because, you know... I gotta get this camper down. I gotta work in the morning, but it's going to be one of those things where, you know, you've got time, take your time, enjoy it. That's part of what brings people back, is they can enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. And what we've found actually now is people on Sunday are taking advantage of the beach, where they wanted just a day to relax, so they go down to the beach, and I did that for about 30 minutes last year, and it was the best thing I ever did. Just, you're looking around, we're in the world's greatest man-made harbor, we're on this beautiful beach, we have beautiful weather, water's right there, you can go paddleboarding, you can go canoeing or kayaking, whatever you want, you can rent right there, and just enjoy the day. And that is a great asset of Harbor Beach. Doesn't need to be maritime to do that, you can do that year-round. Probably best in the summer, but it's a great time. And so... of course, we have the car show. I can't forget about the car show. That takes place on the Murphy Lawn. No entry fee. It's completely free. And that is one of the best car shows that I've ever seen. I'm not saying that just because it's Harbor Beach, but the people that are there love it because they're on a historic site, the Murphy Museum, and they are just... everyone's there for the same reason. They want to show off their car and appreciate other cars. It's not a contest. They're just there for a good time, and it is so cool to see the vehicles that come out for that. And so in the past, we've had right around 80 to 100 cars jammed on that lawn, and it's so cool. No dings, no dents, no doors, but it's just very cool. So obviously we had to skip through a lot of this stuff pretty quickly, but
it's all online.
It's all online. themaritimefestival.com. check it out. Just search, or you can search Harbor Beach Maritime on Google. It'll pull it right up. Take a look. It is, we're quite proud of this festival. We have a lot of great music acts coming in. We have some great tournaments, cornhole, volleyball, bocce.
Bands left and right, forward and back. And
you know it.
All different genres, all different styles, and bigger sounds and acoustical smaller sounds. Mm-hmm. Whatever you like, you'll find.
And if you didn't realize that you didn't spend enough time on the beach last weekend, I clearly did. I'm sure the people at home can see the sunburn, or at least feel it.
Is radiating.
Yeah, in my forehead. This was the Port Austin Parade yesterday, was sure. But it's a great beach weekend as well. So come on out to Harbor Beach. Life's at ease with an offshore breeze.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Classic.
I know, right?
Thanks.
It's good to be sure. It's good to be sure. Thanks.
Sorry you're going to miss part of the festival, but weddings are weddings, and they happen when they happen.
You know, the thing that worries me the most is no one's even going to realize I'm gone. No, the festival runs itself. So enjoy it. I wish I could be here, but I'll be there Thursday for bocce, and then I have to take off Friday morning. But it is an awesome festival, one of our proudest works of art in Harbor Beach. And come on out, come one, come all. It's free, no cover charge, and enjoy the festival.
Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Craig.
Our guest, Clark Ramsey. We've been talking about the Maritime Festival this weekend in Harbor Beach, Thursday through Sunday. Again, check out Harbor Beach Maritime Festival, Google it, and you can get a complete schedule of what's happening. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll clue you in on the latest news.
This is Jake, and I'm at Schneeberger's in Cass City. What do you got for us today?
It's summertime, and the shopping's easy, especially if you come to Schneeberger's in Cass City. If you're looking for floor covering and appliances or furniture, this is the place to come, because we are loaded with inventory, and that makes super, super deals for you. Great savings. If you need new floor covering in the kitchen, we've got the brand name linoleums, and we've got rolls on hand. If it's carpet for the living room, bedroom, any room in the house, all the different styles, brand name goods at spectacular savings. And, of course, once you get that done, there's the Lazy Boy chairs. They're on sale, and so are the sofas. You know, the furniture department is loaded, too, so that's extra special savings. Mattresses, I think there's a couple semi-loads in stock, all the different sizes, twin through king. So anything you need there, we can save you money. Of course, great savings on appliances, too. For whatever you need for the home, hurry over to Schneeberger's and let us save you some money.
Well, there you've got it. For great deals and great savings, stop by Schneeberger's in Cass City.
Hills and Dales General Hospital is pleased to welcome Dr. Steven Jensen, urologist, to our clinic staff. Dr. Jensen is the senior partner of Tri-City Urology and specializes in adult and pediatric urology, female urology, and minimally invasive treatment of kidney stones and cancer. Dr. Jensen has specialty training in renal transplantation and vascular surgery. He has extensive experience in office ultrasonography, cystoscopy, vasectomies, and many other advanced services. Dr. Jensen will see patients at Hills and Dales Urology Clinic starting July 25th and will be performing surgery in Hills and Dales state-of-the-art operating room. Call 989-912-6150 to schedule your appointment.
Get your corn and soybean yields in gear now with Toggle. Toggle is a simple, scientifically proven solution for fighting stress and protecting your crop's potential. Drive higher yields with well-timed foliar applications of Toggle. In scientific trials, Toggle produced a 7.65% yield increase in corn and a 9.9% yield increase in soybeans. Toggle works with your fertilizer and crop protection program to strengthen plants against yield-robbing stresses to redline your production potential. Apply Toggle on V5 or V6 corn for enhanced root development and better nutrient and water uptake. This helps plants during ear formation and leads to thicker stalks and better pollination. Apply Toggle on R1 or R3 soybeans to help plants set more pods, produce a larger bean size, and have less pod abortion. Get your yields in gear. Incorporate Toggle into your regular application program. Contact your local Winfield United representative to order Toggle today.
This is AM 1340 WLEW in Bad Axe, Michigan. This news update is brought to you by your electrical specialists of the Thumb area, Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, see Maurer Electric in Bad Axe. Here's the latest news from the Associated Press and the WLEW Newsroom. I'm Dominic Trimboli. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has vowed that he will never put his nation's weapons programs up for negotiation. That's a day after it successfully tested its first intercontinental ballistic missile. The hard line suggests the North will conduct more weapon tests until it perfects nuclear-armed missiles capable of striking anywhere in the United States. Keeping North Korea from having nuclear missiles has long been considered a key U.S. red line, and one the North has thumbed its nose at for years. North Korea's 4th of July ICBM launch is just the latest in its long march toward, and maybe over, that line. However, President Trump appeared to be caught off guard by the launch, although it's widely known Kim and his regime have been clearly telegraphing their moves. After the launch, Trump is expressing frustration with China over its expanding trade with North Korea. Trump expressed optimism after his first meeting with China's president that the two would work together to curb North Korea's nuclear pursuits. However, the president tweeted today, trade between China and North Korea grew almost 40% in the first quarter. So much for China working with the U.S., but we had to give it a try. The man who police say fired a single shot through the window of a police RV that killed a New York City officer is seen on surveillance video moments before the attack. Police say Alexander Bonds was captured on video exiting a nearby convenience store, then moving tightly along the wall, pulling his hoodie over his head, and walking purposely toward the van. He was later fatally shot by officers. Some 300 Islamic State fighters remain in the small patch of territory still controlled by the group in Mosul's old city, a senior Iraqi commander said today. Lieutenant General Sami al-Aridi of Iraq's Special Forces told us that the militants' hold on Mosul has shrunk to a 500-square-meter area. A large number of civilians are believed to be trapped in the IS-run enclave. We'll be back in a moment with local news here on WLEW.
Mauer Electrica Benex, the most experienced thumb area electrical contractor, is ready to energize your project from micro to macro, from a shed to a barn, from a home to a commercial building or farm. Mauer Electric Services' most brands of generators. Are you storm ready? Get a generator checkup or purchase a new generator from Mauer Electric of Bed-X.
From commercial to residential wiring and more, call Mauer Electric. This is Nikki Melnick. Call for a free estimate, 989-269-8171.
Contact the leading electrical contractor, Mauer Electric of Bed-X.
In local news, Huron County is developing a solar energy ordinance after a renewable energy company said it wants to build about a dozen solar farms in the area. California-based Cypress Creek Renewables has been pitching the idea to county residents at the northern tip of Michigan's Thumb region. Cypress Creek Director of Development Casey May says the company hopes to build the farms in a staggered fashion between late 2018 and 2020. Each solar farm is about 20 to 25 acres. Huron County Board Chairman Sammy Corey says the board adopted a one-year moratorium on solar farm development to give commissioners time to approve an ordinance. Corey says this way they don't just put them wherever they want. May says the farms would provide power throughout the county. The Michigan Department of Transportation begins joint repairs along M15 in Tuscola County beginning today. Traffic will be maintained with flag control between M46 and Cottrell Road. This work is part of an overall $2.6 million project that includes nearly 6 miles of resurfacing and safety upgrades along M15, between M46 and Beach Street in the city of Vassar. And our final story for the day, for the hour, I should say, a Michigan man who tried to use fireworks to remove a bee's nest from his garage ended up burning the building down instead. Crews responding to the home in Grand Blanc Township on Monday saw fireworks shooting into the sky from the burning garage. No one was injured. Grand Blanc Township Fire Chief Bob Burdett says the homeowner was trying to use a smoke bomb to get a bee's nest out of the garage. Homeowner Mike Tingley says that while he's sad about his garage, he's happy the incident was not worse. Tingley says everyone is safe, and that's the main thing. That's your news update for this hour here on WLEW. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, go to thumbnet.net. That news update was brought to you by your electrical specialist of the Thumb area, Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, see Maurer Electric in Bad Axe.